This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a moment of tension and catharsis about what is for many a daily irritation, self-checkout machines. Maybe you adore them, but I venture some of you don't. They're the subject of a new piece in The Atlantic magazine written by Amanda Mull. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we've had these gizmos, I don't know, it seems like almost a quarter century now. What was the selling point originally back then?
Well, the selling point has always varied a little bit depending on whether you're a shopper or you're a retailer. The selling point that retailers told consumers about was that they are a marvel of efficiency. You will grab and go and be done with your errands in record time. But the way that they were sold to retailers by the vendors that build them, it was a promise of labor savings. So basically, one person overseeing a corral of 10 self-checkout kiosks is a lot cheaper than 10 people ringing 10 registers on 10 lines.
I look at these things, and besides seeing them as costing human jobs, I see them as like your worst social studies teacher in middle school, devices that are super judgmental. Please place your item in the bagging area. I have already placed my item in the bagging. You know, that kind of situation. They can be extraordinarily unpleasant from the customer point of view.
They make you feel like you're under surveillance, first and foremost. Even if you're trying to genuinely pay for everything that you have brought to the register, they make all kinds of noises. They have flashing lights when you put something down in the wrong spot or when it weighs a different amount than the register was expecting it to weigh through no fault of your own. And it's like a really good reminder that a lot of this stuff was sort of always happening in these transactions, but an employee was doing it.
A lot has been made of supposedly rising levels of theft in stores across the country, although we find that concrete data to back up that trend is a little hard to come by. But you take some time to explore the relationship between using machines to check out and theft in stores. What did you find?
Yes, this is a really interesting point, I think, because as you said, there's no proof that there has been like a sudden, recent, catastrophic rise in shoplifting. The data, it just is not there to suggest that that's true. But what is true is that in the decades that we've adopted these self-checkout machines in more and more applications, these machines come with an ingrained amount of theft that they create that wouldn't be there otherwise. And retailers have always been aware of this. And you get that because, like, there's just nobody watching a lot of times. Like, there's one harried employee running around trying to solve the errors in everybody's transactions, but there's nobody just sort of, like, minding the store.
So where are we in 2023? You say some retailers rethinking these, easing some of them out?
So what you see is retailers adding more employees to the self-checkout area, which takes some of the self out of self-checkout. Walmart and Costco in particular have decided to staff those areas more consistently and have been promising customers that if you're at self-checkout and you want an employee to check out all of your groceries for you, then an employee will do that for you. You don't have to do it yourself, even if you're at one of those kiosks. So you've got bigger retailers, especially where people buy lots and lots of stuff in a single purchase more commonly, are just trying to find a way to sort of reverse engineer more customer service back into the checkout process because they're losing more money on this in a lot of cases than they're saving by cutting labor.
Amanda Mull, staff writer at The Atlantic. Her new piece is called Self-Checkout is a Failed Experiment. Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.